A cold rain spits on a car ferry in Western Ireland. James and Nancy Hartigan and their two children are huddled together in the car, plotting the rest of the day's travel.
Climber to knock around Kilmurry McElhaney the lab, and then...
This is the final leg of their journey from Ashland, Virginia, to their family's ancestral home to see relatives and leave behind a letterbox.
We've been doing this letterboxing thing for a while, and just kind of a neat way of connecting with people. You know, as opposed to sending emails and whatnot. It's something you have to travel to go get.
A letterbox is a weatherproof box that typically contains a hand-carved rubber stamp and a notebook. A letterboxer hides it in a public place and posts clues and directions for finding it on the internet. Those who find the box use the stamp to mark their personal notebook and leave an imprint of their own stamp in the letterbox's notebook. Then they put the box back in its hiding place for the next treasure hunter to find.
Well, I definitely like the whole little letterbox thing.
10-year-old Sean Hartigan carved a train to use as his personal stamp.
I'm actually kind of hoping for, like, next time we come, like, 8 or 9 notes in there.
His older sister Maggie has written an introductory passage in the notebook.
I wrote about my hat, and I wrote about how awesome Ireland is. And I'm going to move here when I get rich, along with many other things.
But first, they have to hide the box, which involves a long drive through drizzling rain over bumpy back roads, and an after-dark arrival at the final resting place for many of James Hartigan's ancestors.
This is Kilcurran Cemetery. The gravestones, yeah, you watch your step. The gravestones would be several hundred years old.
Especially inside the church.
The family wedges their letterbox into a crack in the cemetery wall. They have given clues to its location to their relatives. American software engineer Randy Hall, author of The Letterboxer's Companion, says the pastime began in bog-covered parkland in Devon, England, in 1854.
A gentleman left his calling card out on the moors and said, anyone to find this, also do the same, or write a little note, that sort of thing.
Hikers started leaving their cards. The idea caught on, and other hikers hid boxes in remote areas with cryptic directions spread through word of mouth. Stamps eventually replaced cards. For more than a century, the pastime was limited to a few enthusiasts on the moors. A 1998 article in a major U.S. magazine introduced letterboxing to many Americans. Its popularity soared thanks to the internet, which has become the primary means of distributing clues. Hall says in Britain, the clues often require the use of a compass, while in the United States, directions and puzzles dominate.
Kind of like setting up treasure hunts. It's like a mental activity, a brainy activity.
Hall is renowned for his clever and complex puzzles. The only clue he provides for locating a North Carolina letterbox is a haiku poem. Rolls pal in a noose. Sign marks his lupine brother. Pine tree to the north.
I like people to have an aha experience when they figure it out. They feel, wow, that's really cool. It's just to create a sense of discovery. I don't like it where it's just a simple walk down the path and look under a rock.
Letterboxing is becoming a popular vacation activity. Andrea Wyman and her family make it a part of every vacation, including a 2010 trip to Ohio.
We were letterboxing on Lake Erie, and we ended up in a forest area that we probably wouldn't have gone to at all, but the letterbox was hidden within a little campground.
Wyman, an associate professor at Edinburgh University of Pennsylvania, has designed a course on letterboxing for grandparents and their grandchildren. She says the pastime encourages generations to work together while enjoying the outdoors and exploring new places. And solving the puzzles as well as writing the clues are workouts for the brain.
When you're trying to help someone find your letterbox, you're editing, reading, and reviewing everything that you write down on your clue list so that you can help someone come and find your hidden book.
Her 11-year-old daughter, Hannah, has found her fair share of boxes. She says letterboxing allows her to do what she calls cool stuff that does not involve computers.
We went to this park, and then it said, from this certain tree, take 42 third-grader steps. And I was a third-grader at that time, so I got to figure out where the letterbox was.
She stamped the book with her snowflake stamp and walked away with a souvenir and a fond memory. The treasure for her, the Hartigans, and the thousands of other letterboxers is in the hunt. For VOA News, I'm Nancy Greenlace.